Hello and welcome to another episode of Be Kind, Be Positive, Be Yourself. Today's episode 127, and today I want to talk about restarts or fresh starts in general. I want to first open up by saying I apologize there was no new episode last week. As you could imagine, you know, moving close to 1,000 miles in a car with your parents and family and your sister from Illinois to New York is a lot more time consuming, and I admittedly so overestimated my ability to get an episode out each Sunday, so I apologize. So this is my first official episode from New York, which is even crazy to say and hear out loud. I wanted to talk about fresh starts and hitting the reset button, because obviously I moved out here. A lot of who I am is the same. Where I live is different. The things I'm seeing every day, the people I'm seeing and interacting with every day are different, but there's a lot of power, and I'm finding that, there's a lot of confidence in hitting the reset button, and I've gained a lot of new confidence from different angles. And now, obviously, a move halfway across the country isn't going to be the restart for everyone, and I acknowledge that. And I think that restarts and fresh starts can happen. They happen every single day, in my opinion. They can happen on a range of scale. So if you need to hit the reset button on your diet or just what you're eating to make yourself feel better, or if you need to increase your activity because you just feel kind of sluggish or you just feel out of rhythm in whatever area that looks like for you, I think there's a lot of power and strength and gained confidence in hitting the reset button. I will say it's hard to know when to hit that reset button. And really for me, it's not really a reset. It's a reset. To me, it's more of an addition. But it's also a reset in the fact that I'm moving to a new place. It's kind of more of a fresh start, I will guess you will say. And honestly, hearing the words come out of my mouth, fresh start, I think has like this weird like negative connotation, this negative at first, right? A fresh start, maybe when you hear a fresh start, you think, well, it was bad and now I need a fresh start, which that can be the case a lot of times. But luckily for me, I felt really good before the move. The fresh start just helped me move to a new place and present me with new opportunities and different challenges and adjustments. And it has been really good for me so far. And it's I've gained a lot of confidence. You know, I'm talking to new people. I'm, you know, interacting with different people, and it's been a really amazing thing. So I just want to come on and encourage you, you know, if you need a fresh start and a restart, first identifying that, which can be really hard, doing it with support. You don't have to do it alone. And also just remembering who you are, and fresh starts, they can change part of you, but it doesn't mean that you have to restart every area of your life. It will look differently for everyone, and it can be a really beautiful thing. And so if you are feeling like you need a fresh start, this is your sign. I hope that you chase it. I really look forward to obviously continuing to get back on track and bring you new episodes every Sunday it has been for a really long time. I can't thank y'all enough for supporting me and just being here with me in different phases of my life. It's insane that I'm doing this from New York, like I said, and I hope that you continue to gain stuff from these, gain really good things and a sense of community, and know that I'm thinking about you. Just remember that you deserve to be here, and you deserve happiness. Please remember to be kind, be positive, and be yourself. Let's continue to push for groups that voices are not amplified enough, because they deserve it. Remember that Black Lives Matter. Please remember that trans lives matter as well. Trans rights are human rights, and trans people are beautiful. I just wanted to say that to the LGBTQ+ community, I see you, I love you, and just remember that you deserve respect, and you deserve human rights and love and everything good in life. So let's take care of each other, because just continuing to remember that everyone is going through something. And so I hope you have an incredible week and an incredible moment of time to get away, if that's what you use this podcast as. Whether you're driving, I hope you're driving safe, but I hope you remember that you deserve happiness. take care of yourself, take care of people that you love, and take care of strangers. I will see you on the next one.